Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men. Come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, and I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me, come stand with me, let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
And that's that Black Man's Army remix featuring Sergeant Major Stokes, Emacs the Image, and Happy New Year's, everybody, and welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 1. And that man, M-A-N, is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those online, you could definitely use that number, 646-478-0944. If you want to listen to us online, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Hood Tunes Radio. And I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers before I go to the 216-804-216-209. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, so you don't even have to hang up on me. If you change your mind and you haven't done so, you can press 1, or you can just call right back. So with that being said, I'm just thankful to have the people who are definitely here online. I'm thankful to have the people who have called in so far. I promise to get to the ones who have called, and that's always a blessing in itself. You know, looking at that 216-804, 216-209, 216-703, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region, things you could do, all that good stuff. Starting off with number 10, HJS Music. Number 9, Suave Gotti with I'm Jim Brown, the single and the album of the same name. Number 8, Black Odyssey, interviewed in the National Magazine Underground Hip Hop December issue. Number 7, Napo with Dog Catcher. Number 6, Moving Up, Black House Sounds. They have the music video for Kimberly F. Brown, People Talking, several others. You just go to the YouTube station, Joseph Motley Jr., J.R., period. Number 5, the debut, okay, this coming week, East Cleveland Community Info, the informational fair. You can look for them on Facebook under East Cleveland Community Informational Fair. That'll be this Saturday, June the 7th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Learn how to access resources for utilities, rent, utilizing escrow, financial, legal, and medical assistance. They will provide assistance where you will be helped in completing Medicaid benefit applications, including health, cash, as well as food assistance. 14101 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland Library, 44112. Number 4 debuting, Big Hef had G-Flex at voiceofradio.com for a meet and greet. That was nice. Number 3, the debut of, wow, Cleveland activists to hold the criminal case closing vigil at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, Cleveland Standard Time. That's at East 123rd Imperial Avenue, in response to Ohio Supreme Court upholding conviction of serial killer Anthony Sowell, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. Number 2 debuting, Humble G's New Year's Eve Party, hosted by Arrogant from Chop Shop Renegades, featured Young Izzy and quite a few others. Number 1, the debut, you had so many going on throughout the land. All the Kwanzaa celebrations in our area, that was a beautiful thing in itself. Before I go to any phone line, I want to at least say that shoutcast.com, that's 24 hours a day. You type in Hood Tunes for our playlist. That's music all day, every day. And while I'm looking at it, I'm going to go to Saturdays, Midnights, Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio, that's WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. And without further ado, since I see so many people on the phone lines, 216-804. How you doing out there?
Doing fine. Doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Well, problem, no problem. How's the New Year's going for you?
Doing okay, and just waiting to hear and to see what's going down for the evening.
All right. I appreciate that, and if you hold on, I'm sure you'll hear something that you like. Thank you. And that's about how easy it is, and that's why I said hold on, because I'm not sure where we'll go, but it'll be a whole lot of different places this evening. As a matter of fact, I just want to say, let me pull out this real quick, the 6 foot step ladder for the soapbox. It's only 6 feet because it's like, I can't believe some of this stuff. I can't make it up. I mean it. Last season, you know, the Cleveland Browns, they were 3-13. And they fired their coach, Coach Patton, and cleaned out everything. And this season, brand new front office, and they hired Coach Hugh Jackson. They went 1-15. Quarterbacks hurt around 8 times this year. Jimmy Haslam, Browns owner, said he's really pleased with you and really pleased with our personnel group. We know what we're doing. Then again, maybe Jimmy does know what he's doing. I mean, he's still getting syntax money. Maybe county council money will soon be there for a 1-15 product. Now, I want to ask you to ask yourself something, especially if you work at a job. Even a fast food fry cook, if a fast food fry cook burned 15 orders of fries in a short amount of time, but cooked one fry right, would they keep him or her? Would they? Well, maybe if, you know, the boss was like their mother, father, something like that. But other than that, I'm like, wow, I'm very glad that you're pleased with everything and that you know what we're doing. Also, before I do anything else, I just want to throw out there real quick that I appreciate everybody who takes the time to at least tune in. Tomorrow, Black House Sounds will be the guest on voiceofradio.com from 5 p.m. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with guests throughout. And that's also voiceofradio.com or 216-694-8910. A lot of preview material and all that kind of stuff. I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know exactly some of what is happening out there. And I do want to also throw out there that January the 14th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop featuring Renegade Mitri, Most Electrifying, Complex, Zach Paul Weiss, DJ Dollar Rock. We'll have a George Michael Wham tribute. As well as Ronnie B with the Hip Hop Workshop News. That'll be at 1899 Main Classroom Building. The Main Classroom Building at 1899 East 22nd Street. You can enter from Euclid or Chester. Large room number 136. Free to the public. Radio edit, rap, sing, musician, dance. As well as the fact, please pray for Tammy from the Hip Hop Workshop. Definitely we pray that she starts to feel better. I'm going to go to this 216-209. I'm going to 216-209 to see how you're doing out there. I hope it's not Jimmy Haslam. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Okay, cool, cool. Thanks. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Just to reiterate on, you know, what's going on with the Browns and what's going on with a lot of things in a lot of cities across the whole United States when it comes to these sports teams and it comes to whatever you may call it. It's a thing called the Caesar Circus. And one of the things that Julius Caesar used to do when people complained about or protest about the way his governing was going, he would increase the gladiators, throw more Christians to the gladiators. He would increase the pay for the gladiators as well. So when we take a look around at one of the things that happens in a lot of these cities where the sports teams are really, really, really bad, you know, for a long time. You know, they're juicing the public. They're juicing them for the money so they can look good or look, you know, look really, really good to keep up and everything. And the team is just really, really, really bad. And so whether we support it or not, they're still going to do it. They're still going to go through what they go through. So, you know, I suggest everybody to just take a step back and try not to support what you don't think it looks like. I'm just being honest with it from, you know what I'm saying, not just from a standpoint of view, from – a correct thinking point of view, because I mean, I know you're not going to support a franchise that keep getting your order wrong every single day. So
say that.
Don't support something that's going to keep going through. Now, I do feel for a lot of guys that's on the team, because I played high school football, and I'm not going to say what team and what high school that I played for, but we went defeated. So we were worse than the Browns. We lost every game. And
wow.
A lot of things that you can learn from that is the attitude of wanting to change, the attitude of trying to change it. So I hope that's what Mr. Haslam and Hugh and everybody in the front office has, a good mindset and an attitude to change, because this is ridiculous. And I don't want to keep going on and on sports, but I'm going to go ahead and go flip to music. I want to shout out to every artist and everybody that I work with in the music scene from 2016. And all the artists that I have not worked with yet, I will be working with you this year coming up. I will be ordering more app magazines. I'm hoping to get them there by the Hip Hop's Workshop. I'm not sure if that will pan out that way. If not, we'll be at the February one with magazines on hand. And I got to give you yours for yours to be in the plastic app, because you already know what time it is. And for all those who don't know who Black Odyssey is, you can start by going to Google and putting in BLAQODESSY. You'll see us on YouTube. You can follow us there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and that piff, and any other major site. We're completely out there. That's Black Odyssey.
Man, I always appreciate you, and thank you for consistently working and making sure you get your product out there without any excuses.
Oh, thank you, Al. Just thank you just for supporting me as many years as you have. And once again, shout out to everybody that's an artist in this up-and-coming year.
Thanks again. Definitely hold a line. I think you might like a couple of things that we get into.
I sure will.
No problem. As a matter of fact, before I go to 216703 or 216417, I just want to pull out the 6-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It won't take that long at all. New Year's resolution. Do shorter ladders for soapboxes. Anyway, last Wednesday, Newsnet 5 was at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. But let's set the stage, because about 3 Saturdays ago, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, there was a violence healing breakfast in honor of Imperial Avenue, surviving members' families. And she said at that meeting that mothers know if their child does something wrong. Turn them in. Look out for them. Now, we're going to flash forward, because 2 Saturdays ago, not the day before yesterday, but 2 Saturdays ago, Brenda Whiteley recognized her son on surveillance cameras taking part in a brazen gas station robbery and turned 2-year-old Frank Petrovic Jr. in the police. Now, follow me on that. She said it was the hardest thing she ever had to do, but she did it to save his life since he was on heroin. That's why Black on Black Crime Incorporated honored the mom at our last meeting. Alongside survivors, victims of tragedy, Black Man's Army members were there, First Lady's Dynasty, and many, many more, including Reverend Pamela Pinckney. Now, as I told the media, that's what's needed to curb violence in our society. You see, my mom, she turned me in decades ago. I ended up in Palmerdale. Let's add a PS to this one. Parents, it's all right to be snitches, because y'all know what y'all's badass half-grown and grown-ass children are doing, which can tear up a community even further or leave them in an even more jeopardized state. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Before I go to the next phone call, let me at least take 2 minutes to at least say that Carrie, Francis Fisher, October 21st, 1956 to December 27, 2016, American actress, writer, producer, and humorist, daughter of Debbie Reynolds and singer Eddie Fisher, known as Princess Leia of Star Wars films, was in 1975 Shampoo, 1980s Blues Brother, Hannah and Her Sisters from 1986, When Harry Met Sally from 1989, wrote Postcards from the Edge and Wishful Drinking. She fought depression and alcoholism, overcame it. She passed from heart ailments, heart problems. Now her mother, Debbie Reynolds, a.k.a. Mary Frances Reynolds, April 1st, 1932 to December 28, 2016, American actress, singer, businesswoman, film historian, humanitarian, starred in 1952's Singing in the Rain, 1953's Affairs of Dobie Gillis, 1957's Tammy and the Bachelor, where her single Tammy went number one on Billboard, 1959 released her first pop album, it was called Debbie, 1963 film How the West Was Wrong, How the West Was Won, 1964, The Unsinkable, Molly Brown, 1967's The Voice American Style, casino owner in Vegas, cabaret star as well, and passed with heart failure a day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, passed. We all know what caused that heart to fail. Last but not least, William Christopher, October 20th, 1932 to December 31st, 2016, American actor, played father Mulcahy on MASH and Private Lester Hummel on Gomer Pyle USMC. Passed of smart cell carcinoma. Wow. With that being said, I'm going to who's been on here waiting very patiently. 216703, how you doing out there?
Blackout Sound Sheriff, what's going on, bro?
Man, I'm doing well to hear from you. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'm just thinking about tomorrow, how many people going to show up to your radio station tomorrow and show nothing but love to Blackout Sound.
Man, it's something because this has been the past year from a few of the music videos that were released. National Action Network event.
Cut you off, Mr. Porter, being behind a person like you that keep nothing but love and dedication to the group, show us different avenues, and we keep the music going. I just can't believe people gonna show up tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I hear you. I hear you.
So how you feel about that?
I feel thankful.
So,
that's all I can say is I feel thankful.
I just can't wait. I know you got it going tonight, but what about tomorrow? Black House Sound. I'm just so pumped. Shout out to Black Odyssey always.
I'm into that. I'm in. And I am pumped. I'm excited. And I'm thankful and I'm happy. So I'll be telling you live I didn't say that.
Well, I just want to let everybody know we will have people in the building tomorrow when it comes to the interview that's supporting Black House Sound when it comes to Cleveland Conscious Rap 2, 32 tracks. We have a preacher that's going to be in the house. On top of that, we have other fans, people that bought the music. We have the sheriff, of course, that dedicate his life to the game and always try to keep pushing no matter what when it comes to music and streets, life, and helping folks so they can be better people. He always striving for that. Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy, and I'm out.
All right. Thank you so much because he just said it best. I'm excited about everything. And before I go to 216417, it's one of those things that I just want to say thank you to the people who still have taken the time to roll with us. You know, I only make this announcement almost once or twice in 1 year to catch everybody off guard. but this particular Monday night program is going on its 6th year. Therefore, you see why we entitled this one Chapter 6, Verse 1. So when others come through and they say, I wonder why it's Chapter 6, Verse 25. Well, if they roll through for the following year, then they'll be able to figure it out when I tell them about Chapter 7, Verse 1. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I just want to go through something that I find very interesting with this 16-foot step ladder. As the debate over whether public square should be a throwaway for buses, a throughway for buses. So now, look here, the debate is over public square. Should it be a throughway for buses has come to a head, as the federal agency has demanded that the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority repay $12 million in federal grants. Now, Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, meanwhile, accused the RTA and Federal Transit Administration, aka FTA, of not working in good faith to resolve the issue, saying the organizations have subverted the process at every turn. Now, the FTA on December 20th issued a notice of debt to RTA for failing to allow buses on the section of Superior Avenue that crossed Public Square. The FTA gives RTA like 30 days to repay the $12 million grant funding, after which time the debt can be forwarded to a collection agency, or the FTA can withhold expected federal funding to cover the cost. Now, wait, before I go any further. Mayor Jackson just blamed the RTA and the FTA. But it was Mayor Jackson who said, we're keeping the square closed. Who's he blaming? I mean, Jackson said the FTA and RTA isn't working good faith with the city. Anyway, this is where I'm going to go with this one. You know, it's sad because Jackson said he would reopen the square to bus traffic if there was no other way to keep it closed without harming RTA's operations or bottom line. But first he wants RTA to address the city's safety concerns and prove that operational impacts can't be mitigated. Now, Jackson did say in response that, hey, he was doing it because of the federal government alert after the terrorist attack in Nice, France. Now, that's what he said in July. He also asked for an analysis of the potential for a terrorist to use a vehicle or weapon on Public Square. Now, Public Square has been closed to buses since March of 2015 for a $50 million renovation of the space. That work was completed this past summer, and buses were scheduled to return to the square on August 1st. However, the city delayed the reopening of the square while it determined the best use for the space. Now, in response to the notice from the FTA, Clevelanders for Public Transit, a riders organization is calling for the mayor to reopen Public Square, or if he fails to do so, for the RTA board to demand an immediate reopening of the Public Square to buses and legally enjoin or sue the city of Cleveland for failing to meet their parts of the agreement to maintain an open transit zone. Now, City Councilman Zach Reed said the city has no choice open Superior to buses, since we now are putting other funding in jeopardy for RTA. We have no other recourse but to open that street up. That is irresponsible of anybody, and especially the leader of our city, to now put RTA funding and future funding in jeopardy based on some ideology of not opening that street up. Now, if the city was scared of terrorists, before I go to the next phone call, if the city was really scared of terrorists, they wouldn't let vehicles pass by Tower City, okay, or the Rock Hall, or the Q. I'm freaking done. It's time for me to go to this 440376 number. I really hope this is not Mayor Jackson. 440376, you're on. How are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Al? It's Chris from Cleveland Urs Republic Transit.
Man, I'm going to let you talk because I'm just outdone. I was outdone when I first heard it, and I just don't know what else to say. I'm going to let you take it over from here, please.
I'll do the best I can. I mean, it's hard to make any sense of what this mayor is talking about. You did an excellent job of summing it up, pretty much. I don't know if the listeners out there have watched his press conference, but you can find it on YouTube if you missed it. It's a full half an hour of babble of, you know, it's RTA's fault and the FTA and terrorists are coming. I don't really understand it. He said that his position has been the same since July, which is interesting because Public Square had just finished being built and was supposed to reopen at that time. So for him to say that my position has been consistent the whole time since July is admitting that he changed his position in July when it was finished, that they were going to keep it closed. And that's consistent with what we've been saying and consistent with what the FTA is saying. So when you go back and listen to the press conference, it's just a bunch of nonsense. He says, is it the delay from the buses? Is it, you know, is it the ridership? Is it decreased ridership? Yes, Mr. Mayor, it's all those things. It's decreased ridership, it's delays, it's extra turns, it's longer walks to transfers. It's all of those things. It's not any one of those things. It's all of those things. The one thing that they all have in common is that Superior Avenue is closed, and you changed your mind to do that in July. Like you said, your position's been consistent since July, which is when you changed your mind to keep it closed. So I don't know, man. It's just making my head spin.
It is. I'm like, wow.
I've never seen anything like it. He's pointing at people. He said, people who call me on the phone know that I've been the same, and I don't know what other people are saying. Look, our group sent over 300 emails to the mayor, and we offered to have a meeting with him to see what his concerns were so that we could respond and maybe try to come to some common ground, and he refused to meet with us. So for him to go out and say, oh, the people that need to know my opinion, well, you know, where are the riders on this? We haven't, other than the city council meeting, which was after the square was finished being built, there hasn't been a single public hearing on this. So for him to come in and just say, well, we're going to close it, it's not really how things work. So that's where we're at, and I encourage the listeners to go to CLE4Transit.org. You can read our statement, which we are called for the mayor to reopen it on his own accord. And if he doesn't reopen it, we are demanding that RTA should legally enjoin or sue the city of Cleveland for failing to meet the agreement of the transit zone. And actually, if you go to our website, you can view updated correspondence that we got from Cleveland.com. It's a PDF, and you can see that on December 27th, RTA actually indicated that City of Cleveland should cover the $12 million owed to FTA, and that RTA is asking the City of Cleveland to reopen Superior Avenue on January 9th. So that's all on our website, CLE4Transit.org. So actually, behind the scenes, now that this $12 million fine has come out, RTA is saying, all right, we're done messing around. It's time to reopen the square or else you're going to be on the line. We'd like to reopen it January 9th. The mayor did send a reply to that letter, pretty much some more nonsense in there. You can, again, go to our website and read that if you're interested. But that's pretty much where it sits right now. If people are interested, there are a couple things coming up. There's going to be city council's first meeting back from winter break is going to be January 9th at 7 o'clock. That would be a good place to go. Not that we're allowed to speak at those city council meetings. We can go there and sit. We can sit patiently, like we've been sitting patiently on the bus for over a year and a half in traffic. We can go sit some more and listen to our officials and what they have to say about it. But I know that that ATU, the drivers union, is trying to encourage ATU members to come to city council meetings. So we're also encouraging riders to come to city council meeting on the 9th. And also on the 10th is a RTA committee meeting. That's at 9 a.m. That's a Tuesday at RTA headquarters downtown on West 6th Street. So those are back-to-back meetings. Could be long 24 hours of, you know, really exciting meetings to go to. But right. We're still encouraging people to come out and show that this is an important issue. So that's kind of where we're at. Yeah.
Got you. And the only other question is, anything going on this coming week?
Going on this coming week?
Yeah.
Not too much. I would just encourage people to find us on Facebook. And, again, check out our website, CLE for Transit. If anything changes, you know, if there's any press release, any rallies or anything, we will post all the information there. We've got some things going on behind the scenes, but that'll be coming out a little bit later. So right now we're just encouraging people to attend the meetings and show up and say that this is an important issue.
No problem. I know that this coming Wednesday, 12 noon, Public Square, I believe around East 2nd and Superior, a few of us will gather to at least remember the memory of Joan Kundick, who was the 69-year-old who was killed by an RTA bus. And a few of us just wanted to reflect on what it's like when you don't have a mayor but you have a dictator after what has happened recently. So I'll make sure that you get further information on that. And I just want to say I thank you very much, and I'm going to implore others who at least go to find the website and then show up to support this particular cause, because even if you yourself, I tell people, if somebody's out there driving and doing other things like that, what about their relatives, uncle, nephew, niece, having to take the vehicle for school, classes, work, you name it. Get out there if you can for them and let them know so they can be out there to support. So I just want to say thank you very much for everything that you did.
Thank you. Thank you. And you said that it's going to be Thursday at noon?
Yes, sir. Thursday. But Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon this Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, this coming
sounds
Wednesday
good. I will try to be down there. She's definitely in all our thoughts. Yeah, you take care.
I appreciate
it. Have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year's to you. You know, I can say I appreciate it. And, you know, before I do anything else, what was just talked about, if this isn't time for this record to come on, I don't know what is. We're going to keep praying with Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed. Head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways out the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying. And I'ma keep saying, cause we praying, and I'ma keep praying, I'ma keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help
rappers with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah. Said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying. Yeah. Cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah. Keep praying. And I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah. Cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah. And we praying. And I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah. So keep praying. And I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
If you only knew what I was probably about to play next, I just want to say I thank everybody for tuning in because it's going to be very interesting. Now, before I play anything, I just want to start off and let people know that the House of Prayer Ministry and the Powerhouse SARC is currently hosting a fundraiser giveaway of 2017 Ram truck and 10 other high dollar prizes for the 2017 Getting Smart in the Park. Now, tickets for the drawing can be obtained. They can be obtained with a tax deductible nonprofit donation of $100 through Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site, which is https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017. So you have the Ram truck. Ending date, January 31st, or until all 1,500 tickets are gone. Now, the ticket drawing will be Saturday, May 6, 2017 at GSITP, Getting Smarter in the Park, 2017 Spring Edition, Communities Event, and that will be at Luke Easter Park, 44104. Other prizes include $10,000 college scholarship, a cruise for two adults and two children under the age of 15. So if the two children are under the age of 15, they go with two adults. How about $3,000 worth of Lazy Boy furniture, or the Toro lawn tractor, Toro walk behind mower, Toro gas trimmer, and the Toro gas mower. Also, the $1,000 DSW shopping spree, or the $1,000 Macy gift card, or Craftsman rear tires, garden tiller, $500 cash, fishing tackle. Now, I'm going to just say you can check everything out at the Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site, https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017RAM truck. And you know something about that event? I remember Black Man's Army speaking at that event, as well as Sheriff Kilroy. Performing there as well. And Man on the Street actually given an award at that event. So have a lot of great memories and looking forward to this one. May they continue, keep going. I also want to throw out there before I play this next thing, you'll get where I'm coming from. Because it's interesting to me. Do you remember on the same night that Kanye visited Donald J. Trump at Trump Towers, Jim Brown stopped by, and when he left, he said after meeting our president-elect, I fell in love with the man. Well, now, Cleveland Browns Hall of Famer, Jim Brown's American Empowerment Program is set to hold a pre-inauguration day event in Washington, D.C. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted the event the past Friday. The guest list for the January 19th party include a number of people with Ohio connections, which is good, including Cleveland area pastor Daryl Scott, former San Francisco 49ers owner, Youngstown native Eddie DeBartolo, and Youngstown area businessman Bruce Zolden. Also, this is what's going to be interesting. Other expected attendees include ex-NFL linebacker Ray Lewis, Fox News anchor Kimberly Guilfoyle, legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight. Hey, get out of line, he'll throw a chair at you. And Omarosa Manigault, who was a contestant on Trump's reality show The Apprentice. The party is scheduled to be held at the Washington Law Office of K&L Gates within sight of the White House. The price of entry, in case you want to go, is $1,000. The first 25 donors to give $2,500 are promised a private VIP briefing with Brown and Lewis earlier in the day. Now, Brown and Ray Lewis, you know, they met with Trump earlier this month to discuss, I think it was earlier in December, they discussed ways to at least combat gang violence, as well as Brown's American program, which was founded in 1988. Wow, that really smacks Cleveland down for forgetting about and not pushing the American program. With that being said, I might as well play this particular thing from Suave Gotti. We're going to put this out here. October 25th, as well as the J.I.M.
Washington, October 25th.
Everybody, welcome to Cleveland. It's the battle gear for my American Indians and the Cavaliers. Now I'm standing here in my battle gear. I'm about to swing this bat like a chandelier. Golden State, sorry, here's a can of beer. No champagne for y'all, and them rings, you can hand them here. Zero ain't a number, it's a placeholder. So 2016 needs a makeover. Nine is the highest numerical that you can run with. 2016 drops to zero. It's 216. Indians got the best pitch that you left with. So next time Major League is on your Netflix, remember, Cleveland is the wrong town to mess with. Or October 25th to be your death wish. No matter who we play or who we slay, no, we can't get along. No kumbaya. Nothing's given here, so put your silver spoon away. One love to my Cleveland curse people who done moved away. The champion's wearing a belt, no pants sagging. Don't say you from Cleveland, no bandwagon. Keep claiming the city that you staying in. While we living in the city with the major wins. Got people coming home with major ends. October, let me say it again. About to get my home a pimpin' like High Marsh. I'm a Cleveland Brown and I'm diehard. I'm Suave and I'm a rough hombre. Two champions at the same time, two the hard way. Yeah, yeah. And October 25th, that's our day. October 25th, that's our day.
Bouncing off of him. He was bigger than everyone, faster than everyone, and stronger than everyone.
His running style, his determination, it really makes you realize what football is all about.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making a meal. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the steel. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. I'm a Cleveland boy, and I done went to hell and back. I got that dope for your boy, and I ain't selling crack. Meet me on the field, and I bet I knock your helmet back. I got that felon rap, old school Kevin Mack. Yeah, I'm a Brown, yeah, I'm no heart of that. Bringing that rep to slaughter back, heart attack, cardiac. Yeah, I'm a lifer, and I'm the right bro. They love me like I'm Mike and I, the legend, Brian Cypher.
Yeah, tell them about that Jim Brown.
And just like the legendary Jim Brown.
Damn, man, tell them about it, what you said.
When he used to get hit, he used to get up real
what
slow
he used to
make
do,
the clowns think he was hurt. That's the indicative of the way our town works.
Yeah, baby.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making a meal. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on me. Because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making a meal. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on me. Because I'm Jim Brown. Everybody, they think they dope, but I ain't heard of you. You asking who am I? I'm number 32. The leading scorer running rings around your whole crew. I'm so organic, they can sell me.
And I only need a 6-foot step ladder. As in the city of East Cleveland, can't forget them. The residents welcome the test for air quality because they're afraid from the gases that are coming out from the nearby recycler, okay, a.k.a. dump. You know, East Cleveland, 6 days a week. Just put yourself in this predicament. The earth-moving machinery roars to life before sunrise at the recycling center behind the homes on Noble Road, making sleep there nearly impossible. That's what the residents are saying. But what worries them the most isn't the noise. It's the unknown gases that come pouring out of the mountains of construction and demolition debris being dumped there, and the dust that settles even on the cars' windows and the homes. So it settles on cars and homes. But fortunately, soon, the residents, they're thankfully that they expect answers to their questions and fears about the different things that's coming from that dump and from the recycling center, that they consider and they believe it's a toxic garbage dump. Now, Jim Little, a verified, certified industrial hygienist with Auburn Environmental Services, has agreed to conduct a battery of air tests pro bono in response to at least pleas. He's responding to the pleas for the Noble Road residents, which is a beautiful thing because it's something that he just didn't have to do, and we appreciate him for doing that. He said he will mount meters indoors and outdoors at several of the homes that are designed to detect the volatile organic compounds, methane and hydrogen sulfide gas, if they exist there. He expects results in about another week. The recycling center is supposed to contain only construction and demolition debris. That's it. Construction and demolition debris, with the majority coming from hundreds of abandoned nuisance homes demolished by the Cuyahoga County Land Bank. Asbestos abatement is supposed to be handled prior to the homes being torn down. So the Cuyahoga County Board of Health and the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency have monitored the activities and responded to complaints from neighbors, but have reported no violations. Now, this is what's interesting. The EPA could step in, however, if evidence of air pollution violations is found. Now, here's something, because there are some residents who've seen mattresses, beds, bags of garbage in the piles of rubble behind different homes. And let's face it, gulls and pigeons and other animals feed up there. So with that being said, did you know a fire burned all day? Last Monday, a freaking fire burned all day at the four-story trash site. And that's what Eric Brewer, former East Cleveland mayor, who is coordinating. He's coordinating the interaction between RIF and the Noble Road residents. Now, it's very interesting because you see what's so sad about it is that the recycling plant, they paid East Cleveland $125,000 by ARCO Recycling the past, we'll say March 2015, as a recycling plant. Yeah, they're recycling all right. They're not supposed to start work until 8 o'clock, that city charter, but they start bringing their trucks in at 5:30 to 6 a.m., which is what the residents have had to endure. Now, I want to add into this because right now a lot of things are getting better in East Cleveland. Because what happens when East Cleveland remove Mayor Norton and Council President Thomas Wheeler via recall? Well, they now have Calvin Irby, who was one of the East Cleveland Five, who helped with the original recalls, as well as Devin Branch, who helped spearhead the recall movement. Both who are anti-merger and anti-dump now join Nate Martin and Barbara Thomas, four city council members, to Joy Graham's one. She was brought in by former Mayor Norton, so I think she better watch herself. Brandon King, who's now mayor of East Cleveland, who was brought in by former Mayor Norton, at least he will be outvoted. Why? Because folks got up off their behinds in East Cleveland, stood tall, voted for their own interests. As a matter of fact, I want to look at something and finish off here because people have talked about it, but it's true. Four men convicted in drug cases investigated by corrupt East Cleveland detectives had their charges dropped the past Thursday in Cuyahoga County Common Police Court. The men, Jeffrey L. Brown, Khalid Derrick, Richard Hodges, and Theotis Miller, withdrew their guilty pleas during a court hearing, and Judge John J. Russo, he vacated their convictions. Now, prosecutors have moved to vacate 40 convictions related to investigations by East Cleveland Sergeant Torres Moore and detectives Antonio Malone and Eric Jones, who each pleaded guilty to federal corruption-related crimes in 2015. The Conviction Integrity Unit of the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office reviewed all cases investigated by Moore, Malone, and Jones and identified those that had been tainted by the corrupt officers. Federal prosecutors said Moore, Malone, and Jones filed search warrants with false statements and seized money from suspected drug dealers, then kept all or part of the money that came through. As a matter of fact, there's a song I want to dedicate to that, but before I go there, I want to just point out that Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Black on Black Crime, Inc. follows at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. That's 44110 area code. For those who want to know more, you can check out voiceofradio.com. Mondays, 5 to 6 p.m., main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy. And then voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. You can also check out blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also check out the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. I'm pretty much, as I say that, and go to wind a couple of other things down. You can also check out I Am a Superwoman Radio on Facebook or whohasthepower.com. Or you can Facebook D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Club. You can also blog talk them as well. Always putting out the information. If you go to Art McCoy, you will find or see him definitely standing up with a microphone at hand, animated. That's the page that he's working on. And the reason that I'm throwing that out there is some of the different things like I talked about, especially Newsnet 5's story that was done at our headquarters, even some of the Facebook Live things that happened at our meeting, you'll find there. As a matter of fact, what did they do in East Cleveland? Well, I would like to say that it looked like to me that they did some dog catching in East Cleveland. As a matter of fact, the brother by the name of Napo, Apocalypse Now, he just let some folks know where his mind was at when he dealt with folks who was talking down on his own city's artist and still trying to do promotions work here and not give credit to the city that they're in. So with that being said, that sets up this song, one of my favorites, Dog Catcher.
Ah, man.
Hey, Dad.
Oh.
What happened to you?
Got bit in the ass today, son, by a stinking-ass filthy dog. You should have seen it. Biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. I said, Doggy, please don't bite me, dog. And I turned around to jump over the fence. The dog grabbed my ass.
Told you. I told you.
I told you. You ain't tell me shit. Y'all get on the front porch with all that damn noise. Was it like,
how your ass feeling, son?
Get out of my house and don't slam that door.
All right, man.
Hey! You did quick slam my goddamn door.
What, man? Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. That whack ass shit, man. Ain't nobody subscribing to that bullshit, man. For real, though. Nigga, this underground league, nigga. Support CLE, motherfucker. Or get the fuck go. Hit him up and shoot him up. And I don't give a fuck about him. Let the paramedics pick him up. Your whole crew full of punks. I've been dolo by myself since the first time I got jumped. Battle rappers talk tough. A nigga disrespect you in your face and you gon' actin' like a cop him up. At the end, you gon' dab him up. And go home and feel the sting and realize that you actin' suck. My nigga, don't quit your day job. That ain't trap money. Nigga, bribe, that's your day job. You roll with a lame squad. You don't want the fuck boys out here dressin' like some gay vibes. Monkey see, monkey do. We don't see what you do. We don't believe that's the thing that you do. Sing with your crew, yeah, your dusty ass crew. Niggas ain't no G's, ain't no G's in you.
I'm stinking ass filthy dog.
Damn. I heard some bitch ass niggas on the East Coast. Frontin' like they the hype, they the street smokes. Famous, real niggas remain nameless. Adolf, I eat you bitch niggas so brainless. Aim this and spray this, spray to catch a K-dog. Ricochet and rip his face off. And I ain't talking Facebook when we face off. Fake sauce.
We're
all for the money. No love for bone, but all for the money. Promoting shows, your hoes looking bummy. I know promoters that ran off with the money, cause they get grind and work and bed with the rivals. I know some real niggas get it in Ohio. We everywhere, on the clear, yeah. Put some bread on your head, call them nappy ass bread, yeah. You say you getting money like where? Man, that shit don't reflect on the grins that you wear. So disrespectful, how dare you? Try to shit on the land so the land got to check food. Check the post on my city. My nigga, we ain't dead on these streets and we don't fuck with no biggie, ain't no biggie. But if you fucking with this 50 type of .com nigga talking down on his own city,
I'm stinking ass filthy dog.
Charge him with treason, talk down with the reason. Hating ass buses, man, dang in the season. Believing, leaving, niggas deleting, bleeding, leaking. Got me beefing with a minion. Niggas gassed up, shut them off like Dominion. You the type to drop dimes, no Kyrie. You the type to talk about bars, no rhyming. Stay steady scheming, slithering. You the type to co-sign trash, littering. Underground sound, how about put it down for my sound? Clown, you catch an L like the Brown. Dog, put you in the pound. Dog, L after the K. I fuck you up, ain't no front. L after the K. O, H-I-O. At the table with the zombie and the H-R slow. I'm coming with a lot of hate, I know. Because these fake niggas hate on the land, on the low. Came to the land with the plans for a show. But he faked on the fans when his mans ain't blow. Niggas hate and they take and they fake when they follow. Dick ride niggas love to hate what they swallow. Bitch ass niggas get them out, that's the motto. This nigga be dying to catch hollows. Straight up, man. Nobody give a fuck about your show, nigga. Name one rapper that blew from y'all motherfucking name. You know what I'm saying? But check it. Y'all ain't fucking with me, I ain't fucking with you. Straight up. But it's the middleman. It's the middleman trying to play the hand, yo. Got us all fucked up in the land. Underground shit. Yo, underground shit. Fuck your mainstream fan base, nigga. We ain't trying to hit them airways, nigga. We ain't trying to scream with y'all, niggas. Fuck y'all, niggas. You don't like Cleveland, nigga? Raise the fuck up there, homie.
Hey, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated. With that being said, peace.